on disposing of mice. Reprinted with permission from Practical Thaumaturgy, Winter 2005. Special insert. Pest control considered, or cleansing the realm. Mouse banishing calls for a simple spell. They are a simple people, small of brain and not known for their courage. Boys with flutes and wooden men with swords have been employed in certain celebrated precedents, but there are cheaper methods. Every home should have a book of simple how-to charms about the library. There's nothing like the quiet triumph of a banishing prepared at home. What's more, it's budget-wise. The internet's another great resource for classic formulas, but emptor caveat, do vet your sources. We've all heard some shocking tales. For a straightforward start, your friends at Thaumaturgy here present the following old standby. First, you'll want a broom to brandish, or a shoe. The experts disagree, but either ought to work. Inhale to maximum capacity, and shout with all your might the following. Lynx, panther, puma, tiger, come and feast upon the blood and bone of this small beast. I summon you, voracious stalkers all, by virtue of your hunger and my call. To these, I add broom ends, dogs, stomping feet, the blight that kills your wee ones at the teat, floods, famine, closet fires, poisoned cheese, mange, mousetraps, ticks, and whisker-gnawing fleas. Be gone from here, gray people. Let no squeak be heard beyond the turning of next week within these walls. This ought to do the trick. If, after 7 days, they haven't gone, you may repeat the spell, louder this time. And for extra support, bring in the cats, whose presence amplifies magical fields, as is well known. It's true that now and then, particularly stubborn rodent clans have foiled the best of homespun remedies. There comes a point when some victims concede it's time to call in the professionals. If this should be your case, don't blame yourself and don't feel bad, despite their tiny size and ludicrous chirruping. Mice can be pestiferous in the extreme, and have been so since long before the modern age, if one can trust the stories. One last word of caution to homeowners thinking of engaging the assistance of a pro. Be sure about the terms before you start. Get references, and assure yourself that you're prepared to pay the fee in full. Top specialists in rodent pest control are known for their insistence on this point, and vexing as an infestation is, it pales before the possibilities should you annoy the hired help. Take care. Keep close track of the work, and when it's time to pay the piper, make sure you both agree upon the price. Because, sometimes, this sort of house cleaning arrangement proves to cost the buyer more than he had planned. Once in a while, more than he can afford. And sometimes, alas, not often, but the failure cases are conspicuous. It costs him more than he had ever dreamed.